But right now, this is separate from what we're doing as far as passenger.
I don't think that we will ever get it hammered out by June, so we probably need to set some time aside to have a couple of workshops because...
Why don't you think it can be hammered out by
June? Because I think that we, last time we went in and we weren't as clear as we should have been, and it really got us in trouble, and I think we have to go in with a clear and very detailed plan of what we want.
Well, say more, I'm curious, say more about that when you say that the commission wasn't clear when they approached council.
Well, several times we've gone to council and then it's come back and said, well, you didn't do this, or you didn't give us this. Does that mean small ships or big ships? Or, I think that we have to spell it out A to Z and make sure that every I is dotted and every T crossed, and I'm not sure that we can do that in 2 months. I mean, we have struggled with 10 years with this. Somehow we've got... You know, they've asked us in 2 months to come up with a plan.
I think what we can do is we can go back into the archives, take out those things, because I think the commission did a much better job, and I think what happened is we received resistance from the council. I think the commission did a very good job on what they were tasked with doing, and it was at that point that that council from 2010 until about 2016 and a half were unable to hear or accept any recommendations made by the commission, any recommendations. So I think we are in a different place right now. What I would like to do is I believe that we will be able to make this commission legitimate as it always should have been. So I personally, and I'll ask everybody else, I think we can get it done by June. I think we've had the history. It's, you know, when we can present different things, we'll have, there are other groups out there that want to focus on the environmental stuff, that want to focus on financial, all of those things. We haven't been asked to do that. We've been asked to identify passenger numbers, and those other groups will come forward, and they will start presenting to council the realities, the financial realities of the cruise industry for small working harbor towns. So
yeah, the June meeting is a workshop. It's not like we need to present our finalized ordinance plan.
It's just a general
recommendation, and it's going to get all work after that. We don't need legal writing in June.
What will happen in June is, as a group, we will at that point have come together for what we as a commission think are reasonable passenger limits. We will present that to council. They will be our recommendations. Council wants to hold a workshop. We will discuss it. Council can accept, disagree,
well,
throw
June
it out.
June is not a workshop, or is it? I thought
June
it was
is a workshop.
Bring, okay.
So, but June is to bring what we have, what we consider our finished product, to council. And we say, we have recommended this, 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 and this because, and again, we don't have to get into the environmental realities, the financial realities. There's all kinds of things we don't need to get into. But we can say, this is our rationale for why we have recommended these limits. And if we're culling things from other harbor towns, then we cull things from other harbor towns. My concern is if we put this off, then the argument that has come up before, even though the contracts that were written with the cruise industry had a lot of flexibility in them, we will be met with possibly 5 or 6 more ships, and then people are going to say, so I would rather do something than nothing. And then if we need to go back to the drawing board, we will. But I think, for me, June... since it's been going on since 2010, is plenty of time. But that's my opinion. Sam?
It started a lot older than that.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't think there's a rush right now, because I think the number of votes is probably going to stay pretty close to where it is for the next few years. But there's going to be more coming to me.
No question.
And they have no other places to go. So we're going to... if we have to put something pretty tight in place in the next few years, we have time. But if they push, then I think we have to.
Well, I believe that they are already pushing, and then we've got Amy Powers in the background already pushing that they would like 31% increase in ships. So the push is there. And my concern is if we don't think as a commission we can pull this off, it's just going to push, it's going to allow the industry to continue to expand. And instead of 9 shifts, we'll be having this discussion, I won't be here, about 15 or 20 shifts that are coming in, and we've already lost the battle.
Absolutely.